Remember the good old days? Those wonderful times when we all gathered together to hear those great stories that let our imaginations run wild. It was a simpler time when you could let your hair down and relax, a time of glory and honor. Well, come join us in the living room and relive those fun times again as we enjoy classic TV and radio shows right here on Radio America.
Of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the blend that's friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest, the lovely star of 20th Century Fox's Son of Fury, Gene Tierney, and Charlie McCarthy.
Lackaday. Ah, well, that's life. You gotta take the bath with a terrible.
Yes. Well, what are you complaining about, Charlie?
Oh, a little of everything. Oh, dear.
Well, you should be glad you're alive.
I'm not sure that I am.
Is that so? Well, what is the great tragedy in your life?
Well, if you must know, Mr. Bergen, it's your cooking.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry about it, Charlie, but it isn't my fault that we've been without a cook for the last week.
Oh? Well, you'd better do something about it, Bergen, because I just can't stand it, that's all. I don't mind going around with cramps and suffering myself, but it's Einstein I'm worried about.
Einstein?
Yeah.
Oh, your dog?
Yes. I gave him part of my supper last night, and he growled at me.
Oh, no, no. Are you trying to insinuate that my cooking isn't fit for a dog?
Well, that's Einstein's theory.
Well, Charlie, your troubles will soon be over. I'm expecting a new cook here this evening in answer to my ad.
Yes? Oh, well, that ad, you know what you'll get. It's,
well, what?
Oh, it's disgusting. Wanted. A woman to do cooking and housework in exchange for lessons in ventriloquism. You can't do it. No. Same old Bergen. I hear every time it's a cheap trick.
Yes. Well, that's the thanks I get. Why, I cook for you. I slave over a hot stove for you. Why, for a whole week I try not only to be a father to you, but a mother as well.
Yes, Ma.
Yes. And what do I get? Nothing.
Well, you're lucky. Mm-hmm. I get indigestion.
Yeah. Now, Charlie, you know that you're exaggerating.
I beg your pardon, there's a woman outside to see you.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's answering an ad or something.
Oh, well, send her right in, buddy. Yes, that must be the new cook.
Well, I hope it is. I'm hungry.
Right this way, Miss Lee.
Yes, sir. I don't want to bother Mr. Bergen if he's busy.
Oh, that's all right. That's Mr. Bergen over there.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Bergen?
Yes, I've been expecting you, Miss...
Daisy Nutritious Lee.
Oh, yes.
But to you, it's just Daisy, Mr. Bergen. Just Daisy.
I'm going to like her.
Daisy, well, that's a very pretty name, Daisy. Very pretty. I hope it's, of course, just a coincidence that it rhymes with lazy.
Oh, easy, Bergen. Easy. Will you cut it out? Let's at least get one good meal before you start that stuff.
All right. Of course, I was only joking, of course. Now, Daisy, tell me about yourself, will you, Daisy?
No, sir. I want this job.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't mean that much. I mean, are you married, Daisy?
No, sir.
No, I see. You're not
just work for myself.
Yes, well, I see. Well, now, have you had any experience?
Well, I had a funny one last night.
No. No, what I mean is, about cooking, you know, cooking. You've cooked before. And what type of cooking? I suppose it's Southern you do?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bergen. Uh-huh. My cooking is direct from the South.
Is that so?
Way down south, where the chicken and the massa are always fried.
Yes. Well, I suppose you make shortening bread.
Mr. Bergen, I could give you shortening bread either way.
Well, that's fine. Either way.
What do you mean, either way?
I can bake it or sing it. Yes.
Well, that's one thing I'll have to admit about our last cook. She sure made delicious shortening bread.
Yeah.
How long was your last cook with you?
Oh,
Uh-oh. Well, the truth is, she never was with us. She was always against us. Ever. It started the day Bergen insisted on having hash 7 days a week.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, now, Charlie, if I want an economical dish like hash...
Yeah?
There is no reason why the cook shouldn't want to make it, is there?
No, but she tried to explain to you, Bergen, you have to buy something in order to make hash.
Oh. Well, now, are there any questions before you start now, Daisy?
Yes, sir. What I'd like to know about is my room, Mr. Bergen.
Oh, yes, yes. Your room, yes, of course. Yes,
yes sir. What is the color scheme? You know, the motive.
Yeah, the motive, yes. Have you ever visited the solitary room at Alcatraz?
No, no. That was
boring. Does my room have double exposure?
It does if you open the window twice, yes.
Well, I'm sure you will like your room. The living quarters are very lovely, Daisy. Actually, it's a three-room suite we have.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yes, that's what it is. Three-room suite. Closet, sink, and radiator.
Oh. That'll be enough. Daisy, your room faces the east, you know, so you get the sun all morning.
Oh, yes, but that's what I like,
you like the
morning sun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you'll get it.
Oh, it's lovely, the way it streams in through the keyhole.
Well, now, Daisy, there's something else. I suppose we should mention it, and that is, what about reference?
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Bergen. You got an honest face.
Yes.
I'll take a chance.
Yes. Well, now, what I mean was...
You better let it go at that.
All right, yes. All right, Daisy. I guess we'll make a go of it, and I think you'll be a very good cook. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Bergen. I'll be seeing you.
Yes, you'll be seeing me? Where?
Home.
Home?
Home on the range.
Yes.
If there's a better way than this to start a day, we don't know what it is.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mrs. Rolfe, my dear.
The Chase and Sanborn coffee's here. It's friendship in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you.
Here's your coffee, darling.
Ah, looks good.
Smells better.
And tastes?
Yes.
Ah, like more.
Delicious, isn't it?
Darling, it's superb.
It's super rich, Chase and Sanborn.
Meaning great coffee at its best.
Yes, sir. That's why it's served in so many fine hotels, restaurants...
And clubs.
So you don't catch the Roth family lagging behind.
Not on your life. When there's coffee this good, we want it.
Yes, and we like the thrifty price, too.
Try it, folks. Get drip or regular grind and taste
a cup of coffee that seems to say a very good morning to you.
No two ways about it. Chase and Sanborn coffee always rings the bell. Top flavor, super richness, economical price. It's the outstanding coffee buy of the day all along the line. The choice coffees of the world are blended to make this one great coffee. It's roasted by our experts to a grand climax of flavor. Taken out of the fragrant roasting ovens just when the flavor is best. So it's always super delicious. The result of nearly 78 years' experience in making finer coffee. Get some. Enjoy it often. From the first whiff of its tempting aroma to the last delightful swallow, it's coffee as you like it. And it's thrifty. So, for real friendship in a cup, buy Chase and Sanborn Coffee.
In the East for the premiere of their new picture, Keep 'Em Flying, which takes place in Detroit tomorrow night, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello are at the moment on a side trip in Washington, D.C., where Bud is showing Lou around our nation's capital. So here we go to Washington to meet Abbott and Costello.
Costello, come here. Costello.
Hey, Abbott!
Come here, come here, come
Abbott!
Here. All right, come over here. Come here a minute.
Hey, Abbott!
Will you come here a minute? What's the matter with you?
McCarty!
All right,
hey, Abbott!
Never mind, never
McCarty,
mind.
McCarty, Abbott!
All right, now McCarty is home.
Oh, boy, what a town this Washington is.
Wonderful.
I love this town.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I just made up a nice poem.
You did?
What is it? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31.
Yes.
Until you hear from Washington.
Oh. Look, Costello, we only have a few hours to see the sights in Washington. Where did you park your car?
Where did I park the car?
Mm-hmm.
I asked that guy with the high hat to watch it for me.
Why, you nitwit, that man is a congressman.
That's okay. I'll trust him.
Oh, come on, come on.
Hey, I think the phone's going to ring.
Your phone hasn't rang.
It will.
Oh.
See, I told you. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Hello. Yes, sir. This is Costello speaking. What? Are you kidding? On the level?
What's the matter?
Dinner at 9 o'clock.
What do you mean?
At FDR's?
What?
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I'll be there. Hey, Abbott, I'm having dinner at FDR's.
At FDR's?
Yeah. Finnegan's Drive-In Restaurant.
Oh, come on. I'll bet your wife knows more about politics than you do. By the way, what is your wife's favorite party?
Cocktails.
No, no, no. I mean, what party does she support?
The same party she always supported. Me.
No, 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 no. Is she a Republican or a Democrat?
A Republican or a Democrat?
Yes. Does she lean toward the donkey or the elephant?
She looks more like a horse.
Oh. All right, forget it. Look, we're in Washington to see the sights. Now, where's your guidebook?
I left it in my hotel suit.
Not your hotel, Costello. Your suite.
A what?
Your suite. Your suite.
Thanks, Abbott. I think you're cute, too.
All right. Get it. Let her go.
I'm getting to love you more and more.
All right, never mind. Well, I don't want to. Just be a nice boy.
You're getting to the point now where you appeal to me.
All right, now, never mind. Come on.
Hey.
What?
You know, I heard a terrible argument in the hotel this morning.
What?
Some senator was bawling out a chambermaid. For not making up his bed.
Well, she should have made up the senator's bed.
I thought politicians made up their own bunk.
Oh, come on. All right, behave yourself. And let's see the site. Now, okay. You see over there is the Washington Monument. In fact, we'll go up there. What do you say, eh?
Yeah, let's go up.
We're leading her right up to the pinnacle.
I'm sorry, but I only play poker.
No, no, no. I said pinnacle. You're thinking of pinnacle.
What?
Knocko, knocko.
Who's there?
Bud Abbott. Now, you see?
All right, now keep your hands to yourself. And then I thought I'd tell you was going to play a game with
me. All right, now cut it out.
Don't slap me around, brother, because I don't like it.
We don't have time to play games.
I'll throw McCarty at you.
Never mind that. You want to see all the sights? We've got to knuckle down.
You got to what?
Knuckle down, knuckle down. Knocko, knocko.
Who's there?
Bud Abbott. Hey, listen, now don't do it again.
I'm telling you now, Abbott, now keep your hands to yourself. Don't slap it. Don't look good for all
the people. Never mind that. Now, we're here to see the sights. Now, pay attention. Now, right over there is the Bureau of Printing and Engraving. That's where they make our money.
That's where they make all our money?
Yes. And over there is the Bureau of Internal Revenue.
That's where they take it away from us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quiet. Now, take it easy, Costello. There's an IR man standing right over there.
What kind of a man?
Internal Revenue. IR.
You are?
No, 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 no. He is IR.
He is IR. Make up your mind. Who is who?
All right. Listen, he's the income tax man. And incidentally, you'd better start laying money away to pay your income tax.
Oh, I got all my income tax money laid aside.
Well, that's fine.
Now all I got to do is borrow money to live on.
But don't forget, Costello, that if the government allows you exemption. Now, what did you put your wife down as?
A total loss.
No, 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 no. No, you don't understand. You see, the government will allow you $750 for your wife.
It's a deal. Who will I send her to?
No, no. I mean, they will give you $750 off on a wife.
I wish I'd have known that sooner. I paid full price for her.
Yeah, look. Another thing they're cutting down on this year is the amount allowed for depreciation.
For what?
Depreciation.
I always had the most deepest depreciation for you.
No, depreciation.
What's that?
Well, for instance, if I buy a pair of pants for $20, each year they come down the roof.
They come down a little.
Yeah.
So why don't you wear suspenders?
Oh, don't you understand? All the laws are made in the Capitol building. The senators meet in the Senate, and the congressmen sit in the House.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
They sit in the House?
That's right.
Why don't you come out once in a while?
No, 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 no. They can't leave the House because the congressman just took the floor.
Then why don't they go out through the cellar?
No, no, Costello. The congressman is holding the floor.
He's holding the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that a congressman sitting on it?
That's right.
The guy must be Superman.
No. The congressman is arguing about a bill on the floor.
Well, why don't they pay it and let the guy go home?
Don't you understand? The congressman has a bill in front of the house.
What's he doing out in front? Let him take the bill in the house.
He is in the house.
And what's he doing out in front of
it? Well, he's putting his bill in front of the house.
This is getting worse all the time.
Look, the congressman wants a bill passed, but it requires a quorum. You know what a quorum is?
Yeah, a quorum. That's what he keeps saying.
That's right. No. The man is trying to get his bill voted on. If he gets the majority, then he carries the house.
What do you mean? Well, he rises and takes his gavel in his hand and rap, rap, and...
Who's there?
Bud Abbott.
I told you to keep your hands to yourself.
You got that one first. I knew that was coming.
I think I'm a little mixed up, too, if you ask
Look,
me.
You'll never miss...
I see.
You'll never make a senator as long as you live.
Who wants to be a senator? I want to be president.
Why do you want to be president?
I want to be president because my grandfather, he wanted to be the president. My great-grandfather wanted to be president. And my father, he wanted to be president.
All right, but suppose your great-grandfather wanted to be a hermit. Suppose your grandfather wanted to be a hermit. And your father wanted to be a hermit. Then what would you want to be?
Vice president.
Now, a special message. Today, many of you are asking, how can I help America? What can I do? Here's the answer in simple words. Buy United States Defense Savings Bonds and Stamps. It's a patriotic investment to keep your America strong and free. It's proof that you stand for a united America, that you want to safeguard the free American institutions that are so precious to all of us. So do your part. Go to your post office or bank and buy United States Defense Savings Bonds and Stamps. In the corner and count to 20, for here we go with a game of hide and seek. Ray Noble swings it, Maxine Gray sings it. Ollie Ollie Oxenfree.
Fine, Mr. Noble. And now, would you play something for me?
Righto, Charlie. What'd you want to hear?
A little tom-tom music, you know.
Oh, yes.
Sahara Desert atmosphere.
Bravo.
Oh, Jean, my Tierney. Oh, Jean Tierney. Would that I were on the desert with you now. We'd sit and spoon behind a dune. a loaf of bread, a jug of chasing sand, and wow.
Well, thank you, Charlie. What have I done to make such a wonderful impression on you?
Well, I can explain that, Jean. Charlie sat through your picture, Sundown, twice.
Wait.
Four times.
What?
Yeah, I saw the sun go down four times. And you were just as wonderful every time. My Sahara siren. Standing out there on the desert sand, with the wind silhouetting your figure against the sky.
That desert wind sure whistled.
Yeah, so did the guys in the balcony. Oh, there you were on the desert, running that big trading caravan all by yourself. How I wished I could have been there by your side, you know?
Oh, Charlie, you're so romantic. Mm-hmm. But what could you do on a trading caravan?
Well, I could help you run it. I could be your oversight.
Huh?
I mean, undersure.
What?
Overseer.
I don't know about that, Charlie.
Why?
Remember, you are of the West and I am of the East. Yeah. And never the twain shall meet.
Yes. How true. Well, never mind a twain. I shall travel by Twayla.
Never mind the Twayla. We'll go by Dwamadori.
Okay.
So those two intrepid operators of the desert caravan, Tierney and McCarthy, ride off on the trade route from Hubalaba to Babaluba, and back to Hubalaba again.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. I think my camel's got the hiccups.
Oh, don't you like your camel, Charlie?
You mean this desert station wagon with a bumpy skyline? No. Say, what are camels descended from? Horses or zebras?
Well, don't let it get around.
No.
But they're really giraffes with dumplings.
All ridiculous. Oh, well, what makes my walk so funny?
No wonder he walks funny. He's got his foot caught in your stirrup.
Uh-oh. If he's getting on, I'm getting off.
We're carrying precious cargo.
Yeah.
So we must reach the trading post at Hullabaloo on schedule.
Oh, what's the hurry? What are you worrying about?
That notorious bandit, Ali Ben Bergen, is on the loose again.
Oh, fear not. I'll handle him, my desert dove.
All right, my little sandbag.
Yeah. How far is it to Hubalaba?
3 days as the sand flies.
Yeah. Say nothing of the sand fleas.
Huh?
Ouch, you little rascal, you. I tell you, I can't stand it much longer. I want Woda. I want Woda. Woda.
Buck up, Charlie. You're not thirsty. It's just your imagination.
Oh, it ain't. I'm so thirsty I could drink castor oil. What am I saying?
Don't worry. We'll be going across an oasis anytime now.
Yeah. Look. At last. Water. Water.
Where?
Over there. There's a lake.
That's a mirage.
Okay, Mirage Lake. I don't care the name of it, as long as it's got a water in it.
I'm trying to tell you that it isn't a lake. It's a mirage.
Oh. Well, what's a mirage?
It's something like a vision.
Oh. Well, what's a vision?
Something like a mirage.
Oh. Well, what's in the... Shall we go around again?
No. When we see something that isn't there, we call it a mirage.
Well, what do you call it if you don't see something that is there?
I'll not signify that with an answer.
Well, that's as good a way as any to cover up your ignorance on this subject.
Well, I like it.
Forgive me. I hate myself. I'm just not myself.
Maybe if you changed camels, you'd feel better.
Do you think so, dear?
Yes, I'll call the camel changer. Oh, Ahmed.
Me, Ahmed Bey. I am at the surface of the flower of the desert.
What are you doing, Ahmed?
I am playing the flute with one hand.
Why only one hand?
So I can hold my nose with the other.
Charlie, this is our new camel caretaker, Ahmed Bey.
Yeah, you should hold a nose for that dialect, too.
All right.
I knew a fellow in Cairo by the name of Bey. He was a big fat fellow.
Ah, yes. That's my brother, Ellie Bay.
Oh, yeah. Rhoda! Rhoda! Rhoda!
Armand, would you do something for Miss McCarthy? He has a nasty attack of mirages.
Not only that, but I've got a splitting headache, too.
Do not worry. I can fix that with a native herb.
Would you, please?
Say, Herb, give this guy an aspirin, will you?
Who is that?
Let's get out of here. That's Allie Ben Bergen and his men.
Oh, too late. Here he comes.
Oh. Stand just where you are, or I'll shoot you all by yump and yiminy.
Oh, now you get out of here with that Swedish accent, Bergen. No, you did it last week. That's enough.
Now listen, Johnny.
You did it last week.
Well, I got laughs.
I don't care. Gee whiz. Give you an inch and you think you're an actor.
All right.
Now you go on out and come in the right way as an Arab.
All right, all right.
Whoa! Stand right where you are. I'll let you have both barrels. I got you covered with this sawed-off shotgun. Oh, darn it.
What's the matter?
Oh, I sawed off the wrong end.
Gee, Allie, you may be a bandit, but you sure are handsome.
Well, thank you, miss. Tonight I shall rob all the men and kiss all the women.
Why, you can't do that.
Charlie, why don't you let him run this robbery his own way? Kiss me, my Arabian fool.
All right, I will kiss you. There. How is that?
Send back the Swede.
That's what I want.
Yes, Daisy.
I just wanted to tell you that when you get home, everything will be ready and waiting.
Oh, that's fine. Now, by the way, Daisy, do you make good coffee?
After you taste it, you won't have no grounds for complaint.
Yeah.
If you don't mind my waxing fastidious.
Yeah. No, Daisy, we don't.
Yes, Daisy, we do.
I don't suppose I need to ask what kind of coffee it is.
Mr. Bergen, I've always used Chase and Sanborn.
Yes, Daisy. When it's time to make coffee at your house morning, noon, or night, be sure you have the makings of Friendship in a Cup. Get super rich Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee.
It's great because the flavor is there, abundant, super rich flavor. That's the feature of Chase and Sanborn coffee today, just as it has been for almost 78 years. Yes, Chase and Sanborn is about to celebrate its 78th anniversary. And all that accumulated skill and experience goes into the making of the superb blend. Our roasting experts know to the split second when the flavor has reached its peak. And the fragrant coffee comes out of the ovens right then, not a moment too late or too soon. It's coffee at its supreme flavor moment, at its friendliest best. Get some. Take your choice of grinds, drip, or regular. The price you pay for this better coffee is always reasonable, a sensible economy. For true friendship in a cup, ask your grocer for delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee.
I hear you did all right up at the Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco the other day, Edgar.
Yes, look who's laughing open very well.
I never saw anything like it. I happened to overhear a couple of people talking outside the theater.
Yeah, what did they say?
Well, one of them was saying, "Gee, that Bergen is great. What power, what emotion, what an actor."
Yeah?
Well, who were these people, Charlie?
Well, I don't know who the fellow was, that other fellow, but Bergen's brother, he was one of them.
All right, now, young man. You'll have an opportunity to show just how smart you are next Sunday.
What happens next Sunday?
Well, I've invited Albert Edward Wiggum.
Yeah?
The noted author on Let's Explore Your Mind.
Be our guest. Yeah?
Yes. He's promised to give you an IQ.
Well, that's nice of him. But what is an IQ?
You don't know what it is?
Anything like a billiard cue?
No, no. Well, you'll find out next Sunday, young man.
Yeah? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, the welcome sign goes up again next Sunday when Albert Edward Wiggum, the noted author of Let's Explore Your Mind, will be Edgar and Charlie's guest. So join us, please, will you? The more, the merrier. Meanwhile, keep this in mind. Every time you say Chase and Sanborn, please, to your grocer, you're saying thank you to us. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight for the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to Classic TV and Radio on Radio America. We have a great variety of shows for you to enjoy, and we're adding more every day. We're happy you're listening, and we would appreciate any donations you can make so we can keep these great old programs coming. If there's a particular show you would like to hear, or you just want to make a comment, you can email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. Thank you, and join us again right here on Classic TV and Radio shows.